Welcome back to Just the Tip Podcast, presented to you by Just the Tip, here with
Skibby
and Chris,
Ruby,
Drake,
and Andre. And we would love to have you on our Anchor Podcast. Please join us on this wonderful day. So what do we have in store today?
Oh, we got all kinds of crazy stuff.
How about the Area 51?
We were joking about the Area 51 because everybody's trying to storm it.
I was like, what? Could you believe they had like over a half a million people freaking sign up to say that we'll be there.
They'll make you disappear.
Hello, have you not noticed the shoot to kill sign?
Have you seen some of the memes
that they've been putting on Facebook?
They even have a page. They have Keanu Reeves signed up to Facebook. I saw that. I was like,
are you kidding me?
They actually have 540,000 people signed up on the page.
And a lot more to lose
on Facebook.
You know the person?
Go check it out.
You know the singer 21 Savage? He signed up on it too, and he posted a meme saying, "Oh, this is me and my girlfriend from Area 51." He posted a meme to it too.
That's crazy.
Dude, you know how fast they could probably relocate that base? Hey, thanks for the warning. We're already relocated. Everything's cleared out. They just go down and swoop down with like aircraft that pick up whole buildings and fucking just move them somewhere else. Good luck with Area 51.
Have fun.
We moved everything to Area 52.
And if this has to be moved to a two-part podcast, we'll do it. I mean, we got a lot of topics.
We have a lot to say this time.
Yeah. I mean, we all been kind of doing our little
to talk about too.
Yeah, we do have spoilers.
What about this Kylie Jenner that you were talking about?
Oh yeah, the Kylie Jenner. Did you know she's sponsored by Mountain? I mean, not Mountain Dew.
Monster.
Yeah. What the energy drink?
Since when?
Oh, I think it was like I heard it two weeks ago.
But you got to think Monster. But it was on the It was on
Washington Post.
Really? So it must have been a hardcore sponsorship.
Yeah, then. Especially for like Kylie Jenner herself. Yeah. It's like, what?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either. It's not somebody I actually really keep up with, but that's interesting. Hey, what else we got?
And of course, we are also talking about our favorite subject that everybody loves to hear, drugs.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
really?
So,
I don't know about all drugs, but you know.
Well, we were talking about it earlier. We were talking about how Canada legalized LSD, but as a prescription
drug.
Wait,
LSD?
Well, you can't understand. You know what? I might not agree with that, but at the same time, they've been doing studies with autism and that shit, and I think if it's regulated and controlled, but man, that stuff is just... It's dangerous as hell.
Very dangerous.
And it's like, I understand some of the benefits behind it, but man, it's like, it's scary to think that actually might be legalized as a prescription drug. I mean, just that's scary because you already see the abuse of prescription opiates and everything else now. Could you imagine people just faking that they have fucking autism or trying to get some kind of autism prescription just so they can fucking get the shit?
Well, yeah.
But they have scientific facts. Like, it actually does help them.
Yeah, no, I know, but there's always those people that abuse the system, and it turns it into an ugly, disgusting thing. Just something as simple as like fucking Sudafed. That was amazing for if you had allergies and freaking allergies, or you had a severe cold and allergy or something like that. I used to take the Tylenol severe cold and allergy, and all I'd have to do is take one freaking pill, and it would clear me completely up.
Really?
Yeah, because it had the Sudafed in it and shit like that, and it used to clear me up instantly, and I wouldn't have to sit there and take pills for fucking weeks on end just to get the same results. I would just be able to just sit there and take it for me 1-2 days tops, take one pill a day, and boom, I'm cleaned up. And I didn't have to worry about it. It was right over the counter. But now you had all those stupid idiots buying boxes of that shit. and yep, and fucked it up, and then they now it's regulated. Now you can still get it, but now I got to show my, I got to go there and sit there at the counter and give them my driver's license so they can make sure I'm not buying too many fucking boxes a month or some stupid shit like that. Yeah. But you know, it's just, it's become an inconvenience. I mean, yeah, it's still there, but it's still an inconvenience to have to do that, and just because a bunch of fucking idiots fucking abuse the system, you know?
Yeah, true.
But anyway.
And in August, we will be at the Las Cruces Game Con. Well, hopefully in August. We're hoping. But we're going to have t-shirts. We're going to be sponsoring our gaming and our Just the Tip.
We're going to be doing multiple casts.
We'll have t-shirts. We're going to have contests, all kinds of great things. Everybody gets to come onto the podcast and talk about themselves a little bit.
And we'll probably have some special guests from the actual competition and GameCon to actually, like guest speakers. Oh, man, we'll have them come on. Yeah, it'll be fun, dude. We're going to be doing a dual thing. We'll be doing a Just the Tip podcast, and we'll also be promoting Neon Gaming. We'll have separate podcasts for Neon Gaming if you're interested. Yeah. So we're really going to be pushing the Neon Gaming, especially being that some of our teams have actually gone pro. It's amazing, dude. I can't even believe that we've gotten to that point.
Yeah, I'm so happy about our Rocket League team. Let's hope they start winning. They do better than what they are right now. Progress. We help them get a house now. So we're all good on that. Thank God.
Ooh, man, that Neon Gaming starting to look good,
though. I know.
Yeah.
Starting from the bottom, we were called the Immortal Assassins for like years, and then we decided to just go like Neon Gaming.
So what's up with the travel for the other team?
So the other team, we already have their travels expenses set up with their sponsors and everything. We finally got a hold of everybody.
Man, Dota.
Oh, I know. Dota 2. I am sorry, but they did lose.
I know, but you know what? But
man, they did their best. They'll be getting jerseys soon. I mean, check them out.
You know what?
One of them's called Ayrton J5 or you know what? Corpse Dead or something like that.
The team is still young, okay? It's a brand new young team. Dude, they just tore it up. Yeah, they didn't win this last one, but man, it's nothing to shake a stick at, man. I mean, they got quite a ways.
Yeah, they do. I mean, for a young team, the ages are only up 21. They're all 21-year-olds. They already started so young before any other team. I mean, I seen them play.
Your team has started pretty young too.
I seen them play since.
But you gotta understand though, they haven't been playing like super long.
No,
you know? I mean,
no. Actually, they've been grinding 24/7 after they go. All my guys go to college, so they know all the ins and outs. They do the studying there. We're thinking about picking up a League of Legends team. We're not for sure on that yet. We're still working out stuff.
A League of Legends team?
A League of Legends, yeah.
You guys You guys started very young, too.
I mean, we started when we were...
Dude, on COD is a whole different story. Yeah. I basically raised you guys on COD.
You basically coached us through the whole thing.
Dude, I was a hardcore COD player back in the day, and I just passed that on to my kid. And
you know what I grew up
with? I got really good
Everybody
at
Everybody thinks that I grew up with COD, but I didn't. I grew up on a Halo.
You know what? Halo's nothing.
I grew up on the iNinja.
You know what? I liked Halo, dude. But you know what? What happened is that I ended up switching consoles and I didn't continue on with Halo. But I really enjoyed playing Halo when the first couple of games of Halo.
I never got into Halo that hard. I really didn't. That's like one.
So there was only one game of Halo. It was that strategic Halo game. I think it was Halo Wars.
Halo Wars.
That was fun. It was like Dota 2, but a little bit more advanced.
Oh, but they bought, and when they came with the Halo Wars first one, that one was really good. But whoever created Halo Wars 2, oh man, it wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't. Bro,
it wasn't as good. I played the beta.
What is that other game that's good? That one game, man, that game is fucking cool.
We are picking up a Fortnite team. We are looking deeply into a Fortnite team. I mean, the tournaments are there for us now. At first, we didn't want to pick one up because it was the highlight of the game, and I didn't feel like it was right to pick up a team right then and there and then lose money out of it. But we're now gonna pick up one. I'm finally excited about it.
And this is all, we're all talking about the Neon gaming aspect. This is not necessarily just the tip, but we also promote Neon gaming because that is another another branch of us is Neon gaming.
Yes.
This is just kind of like the fun.
This is a fun podcast.
This is the fun, just shoot the shit, kind of have a good time podcast. And it's kind of one that we just unwind and we don't have to be all so serious about gaming and trying to, you know what I'm saying?
We're actually going to have Ayrton J5 being on this podcast. He's going to talk about what happened in the tournament, what can progress later on in the future and all that.
That's awesome. Great. Yeah.
He's going to come on. He's just going to tell us what's up.
Great guy, laid back, but knows how to throw the smackdown on Dodo, man.
And COD.
Oh, and COD.
Modern Warfare 2, man.
COD, he was my boy, dude. With
Modern Warfare 2, he got the RPD rapid fire with FMJs.
And he used to just cover our asses. And
just sit there and just mow on Russ and just bah, 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 all day.
You know, sometimes I wonder what was better, Ayrton on that freaking... On that gun, or having a sniper in the background, he would use that thing like a sniper gun. He was fucking crazy, dude. He was nuts.
Oh, with a red dot.
Oh yeah, it was fucking funny.
Trey, did you hear they finally got the okay to do Pocahontas, and she's actually gonna be an African American. Because, you know, the whole controversy of the whole aerial
thing. Yeah, I thought they were going to
do that. I don't see that as a big deal.
I don't see that as a big deal.
You know what? Let's just roll with it,
it's
dude.
Like
you know what? The times are changing. You know what? Let's step up. Here's somebody new. Yeah. Let's do something different.
Like, yeah, you know? Like, I love the original.
You don't get me wrong. Yeah, the original's still there. It's awesome. But how many times has Disney remake movies?
Exactly.
Different ways.
And it's 2019.
But no, they've done it because they change them from animated.
Well,
to live action, and they change everything.
Which
anyway,
I am excited for live.
Which is, I think, is pretty.
So
it's pretty freaking
coming
cool.
Out on July 19th, which is
a lot of these live actions that are coming.
Please,
out.
Please go get your tickets right
with
now.
With the CGI, it's just amazing, dude. It's cool. I really dig all the
Speaking
new stuff that they're
Disney,
coming out with.
What is up with this whole fork thing going on with Toy Story?
Oh yeah, Mr. Forky. So they actually had to do
Forky recall.
Yeah, they had to do a recall because they didn't pass really? Regulations.
What do you mean regulations?
Well, kids falling over, maybe sticking themselves in the air with a fork or something. I don't know.
when you read in the New York Times Post, they don't explain like the actual reason why they had to do the recall. It was weird. It was being sketchy. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to.
Or maybe there's more to it. Maybe because the rights of like industrial fork makers are wanting their cut.
Didn't they have the same issue?
You know what I'm saying?
With the
could you imagine
guy
that?
From Hey. From
Dixie and
didn't
other companies that make plastic forks want to cut. You know, maybe there's a big old issue with that.
Well, see,
you know,
people are suing people for
but they had a huge
days.
Issue with Hey Hey as well.
You let the plastic fork companies like
Cash.
Put their just let them put that like, Disney character on
involved.
There. Yeah, yeah. You call him Sporky.
Sporkies?
Sporky.
Sporky.
You're gonna play with Sporky? Yeah, I'm gonna play with Sporky.
It's also funny how the placement boss is not allowed to give out.
Oh, I know. Because he is a spoil alert.
James Earl Jones. Man,
he's just you know like.
But man, he's such a good actor.
He's
just like Tom Holland.
Dude. Oh my
but
god.
But Tom
dude.
Holland is not.
Since I was a kid, that guy's been doing movies and. He is just awesome, dude. Even from the original Star Wars and Sandlot. Remember, he was the guy that was on the other side of
the
fence.
He's the one from Sandlot.
And the dog, remember? It was his dog, and they would tell the mean old scary stories. And finally, they finally met him, and it ended up being James Earl Jones on the other side of the fence. And he had this big old ugly mean dog. And then nobody wanted to get the damn ball. Like, fuck you, I ain't getting that ball. You get it. So fucking, that was fucking cool.
What happens? He goes back there and the dog licks him. He's like,
It's like Tom Holland, but Tom Holland was not allowed to have a script.
No, he wasn't allowed.
He had to improvise the entire movie.
But man, he's such.
Are you talking about the guy who did Spider-Man?
Yeah, he's
Spider-Man. Oh, that's crazy, man. Yeah, they don't even give him a script, dude. That's fucking nuts. Said,
like, oh, actually, here's a little. Here's a little cool
but
thing.
But to think that he can act like that on the fly is freaking cool as hell, dude.
This is actually a cool thing about Spider-Man. The reason why I love it is our aunt helped produce it.
Oh, yeah.
She did?
But that was... Yeah.
The original Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to give out names, but rest her soul. We love her to death. I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, she worked on the first two.
And they put her name in the third one,
yes,
too.
Yes, 1, 2, and 3. And basically, it was freaking awesome. Yeah.
All filmed in New York. She helped do it. She even helped do some of the stunts. That was the coolest thing.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty awesome the way how he actually was able to do all that
do,
on the
do
fly.
What, do what
he yeah, it was like, what? I was like, how do you do that? And then I guess maybe him always, it seems like he always cries. Like, mm-hmm. almost. I wonder if it's just stress because he doesn't have a script, so he just breaks down and cries and he just throws that shit in there.
I hope him and Zendaya do end up getting together, though.
I actually like him and, what the hell is his name? Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, the way them two improv together. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah,
man, but nothing beats those Kevin Hart movies.
Oh,
Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson.
I kind of miss John Candy and Foley.
No, Kevin Hart.
That's
Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson have a chemistry. They do. They really do.
Did you see the video where they were playing as each other?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I know we're
funny.
Jumping around all over the place, but Terry Crews, you better do White Chicks too, man. I need to do that.
Terry Crews better be Emma's father. A King's Landing. Come on. Honestly.
I need some straight up glow sticks spin in the air.
With the whistles.
Hell yeah, we need some Terry Crews in that mother. I know you got
Terry Crews.
Yeah,
up,
I know he's got Lion King lined up. Was it Lion King?
We would love to have you on.
Little Mermaid. That was my bad.
Because he wanted to be King Triton. Controversy with Ariaz, it was. And he was like, actually, I'm all for it. Let me play King Triton.
Well, that'll work. I mean, hell yeah, that would be perfect. If you're gonna have a black mermaid, then why not have a black trident? You know,
mm-hmm.
have it flow together because it makes sense.
As long as it keeps the storyline, I don't care.
Yeah. No. It doesn't even have to keep the same storyline.
Yeah.
They can have a different storyline.
Yeah, but I mean,
she's not gonna live the same story over and over again.
They try to keep the movies similar, but there will be differences, just like Mulan.
I think they should do.
Mulan does not have the dragon, Mushu.
So what the hell is it?
Oh yeah, it's a.
They don't have him at all.
They don't even have Mushu Pork.
Mushu is not in the movie.
Mushu Pork, like, that's a fucking good one.
I know, I mean.
But there's a reason behind why Mushu's not in the movie. I just didn't read the article. I forgot to read the article.
Why the fuck would you take Mushu out of that? That is like the coolest shit ever. That was like, you know how you have like the devil and you have the angels on your shoulder telling what you do? You know, you just had Mushu going, hey, you need to do this shit.
Yeah, why didn't Eddie Murphy do it again?
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah, but I feel like Kevin Hart would make it more funny.
Yeah, Kevin Hart would have made it.
That's why I wanted Kevin Hart.
Well, I don't know. So they decided to do away with Mushu?
They said there's a reason why.
A whole new storyline.
Yeah.
Aww. That's so weird.
Well, I guess
because
they're making it more live action.
I don't know, man.
To make it so like.
I don't know.
Having to see.
It might have looked. They might have tried it, and it might have looked kind of. It might have seemed kind of cheesy in real life rather than a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you might have seemed straight up nuts because you're going talking to yourself. You know, and there was an imaginary dragon or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like, maybe it didn't work. But I don't know, man. You've been awfully quiet. What do you got to say about all this?
Were you talking about Puff the Magic Dragon?
Oh, now we are
actually,
bringing up.
They have a show in Vegas called Puff the Magic Dragon.
Really?
Yeah, and he does magic. It's fucking cool.
Oh, that is
He cool. actually won. Well, no, he came like in the semifinals in America's Got Talent.
No. I know which one you're talking about. That's not him.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was Snoop Dogg.
No. Did you know Snoop Dogg was on Family Feud?
But Snoop Dogg is
yes, the ultimate. Yes, I saw that episode.
Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg is the ultimate, like, Puff the Magic Dragon, you know? He's fucking, yeah. He brought magic into my life. What are you talking about?
I mean, these guys were we've been already having two drinks in. We've been having a good night. It's been amazing outside. We have the stars out.
Almost a full moon. It's like light out, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Did you know last night we were supposed to have the party?
No, but if you think about it, we get to.
It's not Puff, it's Piff.
Dude, this is like different. We're not like confined into a room somewhere where.
The Piff the Magic Dragon. The
see, just like that. Did you hear that car drive by? It's because our garage door is. Wide open, and we're enjoying the.
We don't have any sound stops.
Dude, we're enjoying the full moon. We're enjoying the stars right outside the garage because the garage is wide open.
Listen to this song. I mean,
it's just that.
What?
Damn, we are so.
They already had a cigar in. What did you guys smoke on?
Dude, we smoked the. They're called Nubs.
Nubs.
I would. They are amazing. We had Nubs Connecticut. I got a Maduro or Maduro. Is basically which is like a darker, stronger one. I haven't smoked that one yet, but the Connecticut.
He hasn't tried it either.
Yeah,
the one that you got tonight.
Yeah, but no, that's
such
a different
nice
one.
Flavor.
Oh.
That one is you need to pull that one out so we can read the name of that one. But that one was recommended by Lucas Pipe and Tobacco, dude. That place has been recommending the most amazing cigars that you could possibly imagine here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. So if you are looking for good quality cigars, I'm not sponsored by them, but they've always just recommended the most amazing and just awesome flavored cigars you could possibly imagine.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about this whole chili war going on?
Oh, that's a whole different animal.
Man,
right,
that's
there.
Chili.
I mean, we've been the chili world capital forever. Okay, now Colorado's just stepping up out of nowhere, wanting to get a
piece. Getting all that in the back.
Yeah, wanting to get a piece of the freaking pie here. And like, by the way, the next recommendation is
what's going on?
Oh, a Gershka. It's a Gershka.
Oh, the cigar.
A Gershka. Gershka.
Yeah,
basically I'm really curious. This is a beautiful cigar. The wrap is really nice.
Yeah,
it smells amazing, but the proof is in the pudding. When I get a chance to smoke this one, I'll definitely tell you guys what it's how good it is. I've never tried one, but it was highly recommended, so I'm gonna try that out here. We'll make comments on that in the later podcast.
Actually, let's give our cigar shop a shout out.
Please. I already did, dude. Yeah. Lucas Pipe and Tobacco here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Like I said, we're not sponsored by them, but man, the guys have been amazing, dude. They helped me out. They because I, you know, I'm kind of new to the whole. I kind of got introduced into the whole cigar thing through my brother-in-law and a friend of his, and we just happened to be drinking one night, and it's like, you know, you never tried this, you never tried that, and next thing you know what, I just started trying different types of cigars, and you know what, I never pictured myself ever as a cigar person. But you know what? I am.
Cigars are pretty good.
You know what? After being with somebody that really knows about cigars and knowing, like, you know, all the different aspects of the flavors and everything else, he was actually able, like, my brother-in-law's friend was actually able to match my palate into what types of cigars I would like. And then Skippy here.
In other words, that man will help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good quality cigars. So don't be afraid to ask
these
them.
Guys,
they're great people.
These guys
great
love people. Cigars. I mean, please help us. We would try any type of cigars.
Dude, I will do. You provide us some cigars. We will do reviews on them. I will more than happy do reviews on them.
Like I said, leave a comment on our Facebook. Leave a comment on our Instagram.
No, I'm talking about all of us. This is about
anything.
All of us.
Yeah,
this is not just about an individual. I know I said I, but we would be more than happy to do reviews on cigars.
Yeah, I mean,
what else do we got going on?
What kind of cigar is this?
A very good one.
It's called a Gershka.
Yeah,
Gershka. Yeah, I want to say...
Is that Russian?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him. I forgot to ask him when I was there. I did ask him. He said he was going to check on it because he forgot.
Or maybe Kurtz or something?
He forgot. Who knows? I mean, it's just... He said it was really good. So we're going to try it out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, what else? That Area 51 thing is still funny. I can't believe that shit.
Oh,
I can't believe that fucking shit. Natives are fucking morons. And
I know you want to say something. You're just holding back there, no, Skip.
I'm laughing at the world inside my head. That's all I'm doing.
I mean, free oxygen, right?
Yeah. Free oxygen?
Yeah. Free oxygen.
I might need that later.
Yeah. Hey, what about that oxygen in a can, dude?
Yeah, you know what? I want to get a can of that.
Yeah, I'd love to get a can. We were up there and we were looking at those cans.
That could come in very useful in like CPR, or you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that could come in useful.
They say it enhances your performance, especially at high altitude. Especially if you.
If you're running out of air, you fucking out of air. You can fucking. That's like a tire. What are you talking about? Hey. Did you hear about that thing where you change your windshield wipers and make your car faster?
I just want to say sorry.
That's a good one. You know what? Do you ever hear the one about the board stretcher? When you cut a board too short, you can stretch the board just so you can get the right size.
I've heard of a bacon stretcher. Yeah. I've walked all over a campsite.
What about a left-handed?
A bacon stretcher.
Yeah, but you know what is the bomb? Left-handed monkey wrenches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were awesome. And don't forget the local skyhooks that you
put on a serious note. Don't forget to change the stale air out of your tires. You'll get better gas
mileage. Let's do a shout out to
that's a good one.
Hey guys.
Wow, that's even a commercial. It's almost like you need to put that fucking nitrogen in your tires instead of the freaking.
We need to give a shout out to Throttle.
With
the best discounts around.
Yep,
$100 for a whole year, and you can get discounts on anything, and you can get a $3,000 off any car in any location. Try it out, Throttle. Let's get back into the podcast. What else have been going on?
Seth Rogen is Pumbaa.
Rogen is Pumbaa.
Beyonce is Nala.
Get out!
Really?
That's crazy.
Donald Glover.
Seth Rogen, Pumbaa. How the hell is that gonna work?
Supposedly Simba is gay or whatever.
You know what? Seth Rogen as Pumbaa actually starts to make sense, dude. That actually does make sense. I can actually see that.
I saw a little preview of this one episode where Simba meets Simba and Timon, whatever, I forgot what his name was, meets Simba. And Seth, who plays Pumbaa, said that I'll name him Frank or whatever. I was like, what? I'll name him Frank?
We'll just call him Bob.
Come on, Bobby. Bobby, come on.
Hell yeah, Ricky Bobby. Yeah.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Seth Rogen would do a great job as Pumbaa.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind being sponsored by Wonder Bread after the other night where he needed some stuff to soak his stomach up.
It was your drink.
I know, my drink was strong. You should have been playing with that shit. Ma'am, do you happen to have some Wonder Bread? Sorry, I put Chris on blast for the other day.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay, it's fine. I put him on blast earlier, remember?
It's all good, dude. But, damn.
Do you remember when we first started going out?
You're getting way too good at rolling, dude. That's freaking amazing.
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We're just having a great time. I mean, just great times every day. We're just trying to come out to this podcast.
Trey wanted a freaking rap battle.
We were going to do one, but man, I'm not toasty enough to do this yet.
I'm not toasty enough.
I'm down, bro. Let's.
I'm only one drink in. I need to keep going before we do something like that.
What are you guys gonna just freestyle or what?
Yeah, yeah, right, that's what the they bat. Do.
So you want me to beatbox? I'll beatbox for that shit.
No, there's a beat that they do.
I could lay down some basic beats, but I'm not no like Biz Markie or like some of these other guys. But I could lay down some basic beats. We can just do.
He's got a.
No, I'm talking about straight up.
Yeah, Chris, we're not drinking yet.
Who's drinking? I'm not.
You're second drinking. Shut up.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Ain't nobody talking when I'm talking. So y'all can check the fuck up.
But shout out to.
Shut the fuck up.
Shout out to the Skydive family. Ooh, you guys are awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, thank you for everything. You guys, keep it going. I mean, we need more jumpers in our families.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna start jumping when I turn 21.
Yeah, I mean.
I got my first jump coming up here pretty soon.
We're going to jump next month. We're going to have it recorded in New York. It's going to be freaking crazy.
Watch it.
I think after that one, we might be flying to Puerto Rico to jump right after that.
Yeah, we're going to jump out of... I want to jump out of Puerto Rico for sure.
I wouldn't mind doing that ocean one.
6 months.
We're right there on the edge of the ocean and you just freaking come down. Yeah.
My 21st birthday.
But did you see how fast that was?
The baby was.
Boom, blink, it was done.
Oh. Oh, snap. Damn, kid got good quick.
Yeah, I'm a fucking good person. Welcome to the
Well, that's
good
what made
burger.
Me say
oh,
something. I was trying not to say anything, and I was like, whoa, that was amazing. You didn't see him do that, huh? That was impressive, dude. I was about, it's like... I was sitting there like...
I thought him too well. Thank you. Been taken over.
Yeah, I was like...
I have used the force.
I was all sitting
how
back here.
How long would you go on when
I jumped when I was 21.
I was doing that earlier.
Was it one day?
Huh?
Did you just travel for that one day to skydive and then you came back? So it's about a day and a half, huh?
Yeah.
That's how long I wanted to do it for, because I don't
we jumped remember. And we came straight back. Literally.
Because I was wondering if Andre can take me to my 21st birthday.
Because we jumped, we came back to Curses. My aunt made a Kahlua cake. That shit was bomb. It had like 15 shots in it of Kahlua. And then we just drank and had a good time. We drank some.
I
think it was some. What was it? What was the whiskey again that Chance got me?
Dude, I think it was some top shelf Crown.
Yeah, I think it was Crown.
Yeah.
But man, that was crazy. Hit up Chance. Chance is a good player. He's part of the Neon Gaming. It's called Neon Lynch. Check him out. But what else? I mean.
Jay, you got a new
tattoo today? Oh, yeah, I got my new tattoo. I did my first jump with John Donahue. He's a really great person. And,
He's family, dude. Yeah, he's our cousin. He's my cousin. My son's, like, second cousin, as you would call him.
Second cousin.
Great person. Check him out. But I got the Danger Cat tattoo. I did my first jump with him. That was, like, memorable to me. More than
That's
anything.
That's still your profile picture, too.
Mm-hmm. I won't take it down. I mean that whole entire day was just a memorable day.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, go skydiving. It's fun. Just do the tandem if you need to. You're gonna have a blast. Or check out your local iFly. They'll help you out on how to progress.
Yeah, that's like, you know what's awesome is now we got an iFly here within 35 minutes of us. It's freaking cool. Yeah, I think it's amazing that we have an iFly in El Paso. Too bad they didn't choose Las Cruces for the freaking iFly. It would have been
even
awesome.
Better? Top Golf.
Yeah, but you ever notice that though? All the Top Golfs are like right next door.
Yeah, the
iFlys. Like here in El Paso, we got iFly, Top Golf, like sitting on the same right next to each other. We were in Jacksonville, Florida, iFly, Top Golf. They were just right next to each other.
Oh, let's talk about. I forgot all about that. Getting,
I think
early. We're going to talk about Florida right now. There's so many 350Zs there in Florida. You take a corner turn, there's a 350Z. But they had the most clean exhaust ever.
Are you talking about those motorcycles?
No, they're Nissan 350Zs or 370Zs.
I actually was going to get a 350Z. The only thing that needed to be changed.
No, well, the one you're talking about is that 370Z. And we were just messing around, like, vroom, vroom, like, you know, just show what you got. And that exhaust, he was like, it was fucking clean, dude. It wasn't like that new, like, that stupid, like, whatchamacallit, you know, like, you hear some of these little rice burner cars and stuff like that with those stupid little funky exhausts that sound all stupid. This one sounded, even though it's a small, compact race car, you know, sports car. And, dude, the exhaust, the way they do the exhausts over there are, like, super clean. They sound freaking sweet, dude. I was like, oh. I was like, that. Now, that was comparable to American Muscle. I was like, ooh.
So, more or less, they didn't give it a crappy sound. They made it sound.
They kind of made it sound like a freaking, you a NASCAR, dude. You freaking, fucking,
let's
like,
take a moment, but muffled how fast a little bit. I did this.
Yes, that like, was.
Jesus Christ. That was fast.
We're impressed.
We're impressed. Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Be impressed, fuckers.
How fast is that now?
Huh? Maybe 10 seconds, dude. Yeah. I was literally there. Boom, boom. Gone. Did my finger twice. Easy.
Yeah. Is that why they call it shake and bake?
Does that feel like it's dry?
That's not too bad. I think, if anything, I think maybe the tobacco leaf wrap on this particular cigar might have protected the integrity of the cigar inside. You might be okay.
There's your patch.
But the next time, don't leave a cigar in your.
If you want to get exclusive, just the tip podcast.
There are certain like cigarillos and stuff like that.
Check it out.
That it doesn't matter if you leave them in your car because they're rolled and done differently. They're designed dry, and you don't have to worry about it. But a lot of the cigars that we get, you need to keep it like in a humidor or something like that, or even in a baggie. And now they have these like humidor packets. They're called the... Man, I can't even remember the name of them. But there are these packets that you can put in a Ziploc, even in a Ziploc baggie, to keep your cigars fresh. And they're amazing. They're like these gel packs. Wow, they're made in the USA, too.
Wow. Man, these guys are about to smoke some fatty cigars.
No, they're just two-way humidity control. No mess, no worries. Enjoy. Made in the USA. Bovidia, like, they're these weird, like, gel packs that you just put in with your cigars and it keeps them fresh. It's been an amazing, dude. They keep my cigars, like, fresh forever. But anyway.
Oh.
That is a big-ass tobacco leaf that they wrap that cigar in.
I can do a lot with
That's
this.
Crazy. That is so cool. Leaf makes some pretty cool looking cigars, man. They come wrapped in a tobacco leaf and they're just done really well. And they're amazing, dude. They taste so good.
Yes.
They taste really well. They taste really good, dude. Yeah, I like the leafs. And now since he turned us on to the leafs. And then he turned us on to the nubs. Man, I'm a big fan of these leafs and nubs.
Let's get a good nub right in the center.
Dude, this is a perfect leaf.
After it's nice and hot, then you can puff on it and get it the rest of the way. Well, light it while you're going so you can finish it off. And that way you can, yeah, there you go. Get it going. A little bit more. Light it.
Hit it again.
There you go. Now you're cooking with gas.
They're teaching my brother-in-law how to light a cigar.
You don't have to hit it all hard. Just kind of puff on it, get the flavor.
Holy shit, have you noticed we're barely only 39 minutes into this podcast?
Oh, wow.
Here,
it seems like a whole hour.
Sometimes you just take it like this.
That's fine. No, time can go slow once in a while, right?
Man, dude, I'm just staring off into the stars. I'm like,
this is a
perfect night. We're just chilling.
It's
a great freaking weekend.
Let it dry out.
I mean, we can't get anything better than this.
Not much.
I'm
so very chill, right?
I thought I ordered Domino's, but I tried again.
What?
I thought I ordered Domino's, like the marble pizza, but I didn't.
Better?
I don't know why.
Yeah, sometimes when they're dry like that, you gotta pinch the end.
I actually ate a lot today.
Up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I didn't
eat that much.
And then
today.
Being that yours is dry,
I ate a lot today.
Don't take the band off. Just slide the band back as you need towards the end, and leave it like that. Because otherwise, because you left it in your car, you don't want it to. It's already been kind of dried out a little bit. That'll stop the top wrap from falling apart on you.
Dragon ass.
Normally I say just get it the hell out of the way, but that would actually help. Because that's what I had to do the other day when I left one out for too long.
Hey. What if I got my whole butt cheek tattooed as a smiley face? So every time somebody pissed me off, I could spin around and just moon them.
Okay, well, if you guys want to see that, we need to hit 50 views.
Yeah, but the question is, do you have to drop to the floor?
I have an artist. He can do that right now.
The question is, do you have to drop to the floor? Well, drop your pants first, drop to the floor, and lay sideways.
What?
To get the happy face.
Nah.
It's a fucking...
Yeah, these guys are waiting for me to finish my drink. Chris over there is slacking on his drink.
We're like chewing on ice waiting for
I know.
We need a refill.
Yeah, it's time, man.
Oh,
it's going down. It's going down.
As much as we are trying to crunch ice and get alcohol out of it, it is not working.
Hey, we're getting old, man. I don't want to beat my teeth up too bad. Yeah.
Sitting there, man, with an ice cube.
One tooth.
Hoping it has ice.
My last tooth.
Hoping it has liquor in it, like a freaking salt lick. You know? What the fuck?
I'm going to drown.
What else did we do, Dad?
Go crazy.
I guess I saw your Impala.
Oh, you got to see a picture of my 65 Impala?
Yeah.
That thing was tight, huh?
He actually doesn't want that much for it.
Oh, you saw the red Impala that I was thinking about buying.
Yeah.
I thought you saw pictures of my original Impala that I had, my original 65.
The red cherry Impala.
I know, dude.
Guess how much he wants for it.
Oh, how much?
$50,000.
That's way too much. That's fucking out of control.
Know why? He has the SS in it.
No, I'm not paying $50,000 for a 65 Impala. You know how much I paid for my 65 Impala?
It's a collectible.
$3,500.
Pretty damn close. I paid about $3,000. $2,500 plus tax title license.
He has only...
And then I fixed it up so fucking sweet. After the fucking initial cost, I dumped about another fucking $8,000 in that fucker.
He actually doesn't have that many. Where you guys going?
Hold on. Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk. Leave that alone.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We are in a happy place.
What?
Back to a happy place.
Yeah, back to a happy place.
Yes, we actually temporarily lost our guest, but we're going to continue
on. Our guest has disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I wanted to give a shout out to Dutch. He made great cigars.
She called Puff the Magic Dragon Piff.
Pip the Magic Dragon.
Piff. Puff, though.
No, it's Pip.
No, the one that she's talking about is Pip. We're talking old school Puff.
Yeah.
It's a different thing altogether.
What was that?
That was me.
Pistol shot into my head. Oh. I'm kidding. What? I'm kidding.
Hold on. This is the sound of us waiting for fucking
We've hungry. Been waiting. And if we wait for this one, it'll be all fucking night.
You just wanted to just let him sip that, you know?
That's his first one!
I know, but you know what? It's the power of the freaking...
But man, we're going to have a second podcast later on tonight, and me and Chris are going to rap against each other for an hour straight.
Nah, there's no way you guys can rap for an hour straight. I give you fucking 5 minutes, dude.
And then it goes south.
Because if you keep going like that, it's gonna be too long. You can't, not for an hour.
This podcast is already too long. Please shut off right now. I'm kidding. No. Just kidding.
You're gonna get slapped, dude.
Whoa.
But these shirts are gonna be amazing. We're actually gonna have a bunch of other designs during.
I was thinking about.
Just for GameCon, the Lost Cruises GameCon, we're gonna have exclusive shirts there only.
The show with the face. I so put on a shirt. I so put on
we're coming
a shirt.
Up. We're coming up with some crazy ass ideas. So you gonna love
Check
Lost Cruises Game
Check
Con.
Check them out.
What else? Oh, we had a good rainstorm come in not too long ago. Flooded streets, nobody can drive anywhere.
If it rains
in New Mexico, please stay off the roads.
At least wait at least 15-20 minutes for the storm to fucking fly through and then the water to shed off. Because we get like torrential downpours for 15 minutes. Yeah, it floods the roads real quick.
Dude, that was actually the coolest part about Florida, though. It came in a sheet of rain. It's like a sheet. Yeah, it was so peaceful and calming. It was crazy.
I heard that, too, and I definitely was not the fan.
I know. I was just sitting there going,
what the hell is this?
Knucklehead. Is that you?
No, it's probably the stupid cats in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah, the wind it's blowing the wind. Leaves around.
You guys are freaking hearing things.
You know what? It's just being so long that, like, we've been, like, empty, and we need to
read. Yeah, and you're finally done with yours, so... Can we take a break, everybody?
Is there any way we can pause the podcast?
Yeah, we're going to pause right here.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a refill, and we're going to get everything situated.
Hey, we did pretty good. Like 45 minutes on a single drink.
We are going to take a pause break in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Just the Tip podcast after that short little break.
Yeah, we definitely had to get refills. Freaking Skip got turkey necked.
Turkey neck.
I know, McKenna just pinched my throat, you psycho.
I'm sorry.
You psycho.
I pinched the okay, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you did that. I was like, oh shit, she pinched my throat.
Yeah, she didn't play. She went straight for the jugular.
Shit, man.
That's what I told her. I was like,
crazy shit. What kind of marriage is this?
I told her, I was like, I think all you had to do is have a knife. Someone broke into the house.
Yeah. You gotta stir it, bitch. You gotta stir it. You don't stir it, you're gonna drink the shot right off the top.
Yeah, don't do that. That's strong.
I mean, you guys grab a beer, relax. If you like mixed drinks, grab your drink.
Bitch!
I mean, we're all chilling now. We're just having a good night, getting pinched in the throat. What a freaking night. I can't believe that happened to me. Never in a million years got pinched in the throat until now.
I had to get my share of that, man. I straight up grabbed Skip and turkey necked him. I was like, I pinched his neck. I was like, go. He was like, he's sitting there like, what the fuck is going on here? He didn't even know what the fuck was going on. He was like, holy shit, this motherfucker just touched my neck like that, and he's going gobble gobble. He's like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was funny.
Amusing.
Yeah. I bet you felt violated.
Not really. I don't know.
He's like,
it was just like, what the fuck's going on?
I could taste it. Pretty good. And what kind of cigar is this one?
That
I
is
mean,
a
if
leaf.
We're gonna take a pause break, we're and gonna
it's
take a pause
break. It's a Connecticut.
If not,
but we got only 12 minutes left. Yeah, we can roll 12, with this.
Yeah,
let's do this. Alrighty, so
12. And tell us what you guys want to see if we do videos and all that. What do you guys want to see? What do you want us to do? We can do like. Spin the fortune and all that shit.
Spin the fortune or spin the wheel of fortune or type of thing.
How about we start off with
the wheel of misfortune. The wheel of misfortune. But I don't know if I want to turn into Jackass.
You guys
are
blowing in my direction. Do you guys not care that I'm pregnant anymore?
Ah, damn it. Do you guys, make sure you vent that shit out.
Then what up?
The cigar smoke and all that. We gotta get that fan going. We might have to turn it on.
No, we're still good.
Hey, you know what?
Jesus.
Pause it.
Please help me.
So you're finished doing what you're doing.
I'm trying to light my own cigar here and it's just not working out for me.
Why don't you let them enjoy that? Just take a temporary break for a little bit. You know?
Skippy had to take a break. We're going to take a quick pause break so we can gather our thoughts and all that and have more what to say on everything.
Yeah, okay? We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, gang. I'm still gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Let's. It's all that in a bag of.
My dad smoking a nub.
Dude, this is a Maduro.
That looks like a thumb, bro.
Dude, it is like.
So it looks like a fucking the thumb, nubs are bro. So good.
It's not a thumb. It's like a. It's like
it's a chubby.
It's like a fat middle finger. This is me.
A fat middle finger. Okay, that's the best way you can describe
it. Yeah, because I'm saying fuck you. This is a good cigar. And quit making fun of it.
What's going on with you, Chris? How was your day?
It was pretty good, dude. Just the only downside about it is I got slammed today for my first time on salads. Oh, dude, that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went down sick.
No, I kept it up for a good while. I actually kept it up, but after I think I got 4 huge old tables, like I'm talking about 20 fucking 20 orders coming on one ticket. I got 4 of them.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, so it messed me up really bad, dude.
So are the house salads good?
House salads
are fucking good.
Honestly, dude.
No, but nothing beats the Domino's fucking hot wings, though.
Nah, dude. Honestly, bro, I want to try the critter
salad. You offered me hot wings when I woke up, and I was like, nah, man, not right now.
We just are challenge.
I was only up for a couple hours. You're like, oh,
honestly, dude. Like,
no, I can't.
Domino's is good.
That sucks, but I can't do that.
Domino's is good, but have you ever had JJ's pizza?
Yes. Have you ever had Valley Pizza?
Yes. Have you ever had
Valley Pizza is the best. They're fucking 6 cheese. Oh my freaking god, dude.
Nah.
That shit is so freaking bomb. Dude, they add extra bro. Parmesan cheese and Asiago. It's like, fuck. Your 6 layer cheese is nothing compared to anybody else's. I'm sorry, but if I went to New York, I'd be like 6 layer cheese. They probably wouldn't be able to deliver like fucking Valley pizza is fucking good. Especially the green chili pizza. That shit's good too. It's hot though. Really hot.
I'm in the mood for poppers. Cheddar poppers. You know what I mean?
Oh, from like Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Bro, have you ever tried the Texas Roadhouse snake bites?
Those are good.
Those are fucking good.
I've never had them.
You never
those
had Texas
are fucking
snake
good.
Bites?
Yeah,
oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, I did. I did. You're right. They are good. Yeah, I had them. Oh, they are good.
I was about to say that one time.
They're super good. I mean,
yeah.
Same thing with the fucking the awesome blossom.
Yeah, dude.
From Outback, the awesome blossom from Outback Steakhouse. The best. Those fucking fried onion rings and everything. Fuck.
Oh.
So we're not gonna let the podcast die today. We're just having a really good day. We're just relaxing and just chilling. We have family coming over and everything. It's just been a great night. Everybody's just having a great day. But I think we're going to end the podcast here. We're going to have a little rap battle in this next podcast that's going to come up shortly after this one. It's going to be fun. We're just joking around with each other and everything. We're going to have music in the background and whatnot. So everyone, have a good night. And this is going to come from...
Be safe.
And drive well.
My dad's not here right now, Dr. Dre himself. And then just enjoy your night and just be safe, everybody. And we're going to cut out right now.